98.1 CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, good morning. Good times. I went on a first date last weekend, and I did something in secret because I was kind of embarrassed about it. I'll tell you what it was after Bruno.
That ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot, make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot, and my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
first drop. Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon want to retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name. You know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk.
Just watch. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe it, just watch.
Some good news for your Friday. The showers, they're going to end this morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy in our high today, 11 degrees.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
I did something embarrassing on the weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
I think it's fine, but I don't know. You tell me. Okay.
So you don't think it's embarrassing?
No, I
you
I,
think I'm going to think it's embarrassing.
I want to say that I don't think it's embarrassing, but my actions would suggest that I knew it was embarrassing and I tried to cover it up.
Okay. What'd you do?
It was a scandal. So I went on a first date over the weekend.
Oh, no.
All good. Wait, you said, oh, no, at the first date?
Well, because you did something embarrassing on a first date.
Oh, right. Okay, okay.
That's never a good thing.
Like, oh, you're dating?
No, I'm glad you're dating. Tell me more.
Okay, so all good. Lovely first date for the most part. And then it's a great restaurant. I didn't pick it for this reason. But
you are umming and ahhing way too much. What did you do?
I picked a restaurant I had a gift card to. Okay? And it's a good restaurant on its own merit. I probably would have gone there anyway, but I happened to have a gift card. I went through my gift card box. I'm like, oh, like, let's use this. So... but then I chickened out as we were getting later, like desserts happened. And then I thought it was a good idea. And then as I'm getting closer, I'm like, is she going to judge me when the bill comes? And then she sees me throwing the gift card and my credit card, because the gift card wouldn't have covered all of it. It would have covered a portion.
Okay.
Like, is that embarrassing to throw on two cards? All these thoughts went through my head. I'm like, do I use some sleight of hand? Like, I put the gift card under the credit card and then put that on top and she won't see it. But then the waiter's going to be like, oh, you have a gift card. Like, I'm going through all these things in my head.
Or you're like, let's split the bill. And then you're like, I'll take my half on my gift card.
Okay, that's a double whammy. That gets a...
Don't do that. Okay.
So this is what I decided on. I think it was the right move given the circumstance. I excused myself to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found the waiter at the little kiosk and then was just like, hey, I've got a gift card and then here's my credit card. I'm like, can you like just deduct whatever you need from the gift card and then just charge the rest of the credit card? He's like, yeah, no problem.
Mm.
So that was handled sort of off site. I took it offline.
He didn't give you one of the like, really? Really on a first date? You're giving me a gift card?
He might have internally.
okay.
So then she didn't know and it was all good.
I'm giving you a hard time, but I mean, I'm pretty practical about these things. I know first impressions and all those things. I know they matter, but to me, I'm like, well, you have a gift card. Sure, you. Let's say you don't use it on date one. By date four or five, is it okay to use it then? Well, then yeah. We can get to know you and that, like, the real you, which is you would use a gift card to pay for something that you have a gift card for?
Like, you know me. I love gift cards. I love giving gift cards. I love receiving gift cards. They're practical. They're as good as cash. So, yeah, I chickened out. I didn't show the real me on the first date because the real me would have just been like, yeah, I'm using a gift card. This is smart. Did you not have a great meal? You did.
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you care how I pay for it?
So, but I chickened out and for fear of judgment because the date was going well. So then I hit it. If the date was going poorly, I would have been like, yeah, I'm using a gift card.
Okay, I'll tell you right now, as your friend, I don't think you did anything that embarrassing. I think, you know, it's better they get to know the authentic you.
Thank you.
But if I was the friend who was on the date and she told me this story, I'd be like, what? Like, he paid with a gift card?
Like, is this the kind of thing she'd go back to her girlfriends and be like, yes. How was the date? Yeah, it was fine, but you won't believe what happened when the bill came.
Yes, and then that would have been there. There'd be like red flags.
It's not good.
Not that there are red flags, but then, you know, your imagination goes wild.
My head's in a lot of places with this. I don't know if it's okay or not. I think you should tell us.
Five calls decide it all.
Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date?
It's that simple.
It's that simple. Five calls.
There is an argument to be made on both sides. Let's see where you stand on it.
Yes or no? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Call us right now. The lines are open. 416-872-CHFI.
Our $50,000 music jackpot at 7 and 8 o'clock on this show. That's when you listen for the jackpot song. However, we play six times a day, and we even play on the weekends. Make sure you're listening at 2 and 4 on Saturday and Sunday, and then you have a choice to make. Once you hear that jackpot song, you can win $250 right on the spot, or you could put it towards a growing jackpot, which right now is north of $30,000. We're doing that draw on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on Monday.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Maria Castain. Southbound 427, the ramp to the westbound 401, the right lane's taken out with a collision. Northbound 427, north of the 401, there's some lane realignment here. That's down to two lanes for some construction. And then a heads up to drivers on the westbound 407 from the 410 to Mavis. The four right lanes are taken out with construction. Drive into your locally owned and operated Mr. Lube for warranty approved oil changes and same day tire services. Mr. Lube, proudly Canadian, no appointment needed.
CHFI plays your favorite songs.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Listen for CHFI jackpot songs six times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. Then it's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's
$50,000 music jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI.
I can't stop it.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Tariffs. Exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Saturday and Sunday, they've got something big in store at your Rona. They pay the taxes when you spend $100 or more. Now that is big. Whether you're doing quick updates or starting a bigger home improvement project, Rona has got you covered. Find everything you need from painting to flooring to decking items. So don't miss out. Stop by Rona until Sunday because they're paying the taxes for you when you spend $100 or more. Talk about a big deal. Regular price items only. Certain conditions apply.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee?
Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
It's your business. You built it yourself. Let Rogers Sports and Media help to make it grow. There's now an easy way to get your business on the air with our radio station or our entire audio network. It's called Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple. Get a $250 ad credit to get started. and your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogerssportsandmedia.com for details.
Step into the heart of rock and roll at the Distillery Historic District. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors, and more. Rolling Stone presents Amplify, the immersive rock experience, now showing at Illuminarium Toronto. Visit thedistillerydistrict.com for details and showtimes. There's always something happening at the Distillery District.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call NSC Medical Serenity Sleep Series Mattress. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. On 98.1 CHFI.
So is it okay to use a gift card to pay the bill on a first date? We just heard from Gurdeep. He did it, but in secret. We're going to get to your calls next.
Rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. I used to roll the dice, feel the fear in my enemy's eyes. Listen as the crowd would sing, now the old king's dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key, next the walls were closed on me, and I discovered that my castle stand upon pillars of sand, pillars of sand.
That was when I ruled the world. Kind of feels like we're Vancouver or London's best morning show right now with this weather we're getting. And like I threw in best there. Yeah, that's right. Showers going to end around 8 this morning and then cloudy and windy, only getting up to 11 degrees. Hi.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Five calls.
Decided all.
All right, so I used a gift card on a first date on the weekend, but like chickened out last minute and did it on the sly. I kind of pulled the waiter aside and did it there because I was like, is she going to judge me? And I got in my own head.
Because it's her first impression and maybe, you know, she doesn't know you know
but there
you.
There shouldn't be anything wrong with it. It's cash. It's a gift card.
And that's why we don't know. We don't know. Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Let's take your calls. Five calls decided all. Maria from Maple, what do you think? Yes or no?
Why not? Exactly. If she's not paying for the meal, you are. So whether you pay for it with a gift card or not, why not?
I see. I needed this pep talk during like the second course to stick to my guns. Maria, your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
From Mel from Mississauga. So what do you think? Okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
I mean, a gift card is good and all of that. But on the first date, I don't think so. You just save it for the second date. It makes it seem like you don't have money.
She should find out you don't have money on the second date, not on the first one.
Well, yeah, second is like, you know what? I got a gift card. We should use it this time, you know?
Okay.
What if she's turned on by frugality and she's like, oh, yeah, like this guy's for me?
Said nobody ever in their dating profile turned on by frugality.
Think about it. All right, Ramel, your vote's been counted. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Malta and Shelley. So what do you think? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
Don't think so, really.
Why?
Well, just because I think that if you want to show her up or whatever, you should use your own credit card or something.
Sure.
Okay. Your vote's been counted, Shelley. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hyman, good morning. Hyman from Brampton. What do you think? Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date?
It is. You're being authentic you. You can't be somebody else if you're not.
It's
if
true.
You have a gift card, is that what you're going to do? That's what you're going to do. If she views you differently for that, she's not about you.
I like it. See, now I feel bad for chickening out, right? I should have showed the authentic me.
Show authentic you because, listen, you can be who you're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't like it, that's fine. I'm going to let my freak flag and my gift card flag fly.
What's going to happen is if you don't use it on the first date, you may use it on the fourth date. You still use it.
Exactly. She's going to find out sooner or later, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
That I like a deal. Hyman, thanks for the call. Your vote's been counted.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay, let's take a pause right now. It's tied 2-2.
Yes.
And our buddy Frankie Flowers just popped in the studio.
Okay. Frankie Flowers, who's also in the dating world right now.
Yeah, perfect guy to ask.
Yeah. Is it okay to use a gift card on a first date? Yes or no?
Yeah, no, like a gift card on the first date. I think I knew where you were going right there. It's like, hey, I got this from maybe your ex-spouse or ex-girlfriend for a birthday gift. You don't know where that gift card's come from. I think gift cards, remember Groupons? Like if you ever use a Groupon on a first date.
Okay, that's offside.
Yeah, like.
Groupon's not good.
Hey, what's wrong with the gift card? It's basically
I think you can actually walk over and pay so that you're like, I got the
do
bill.
Do it subtly, yes.
You know. Be subtle, but not be like, hey, got a gift card. Let's go.
You're not flaunting it like it's like an Amex Black or anything.
But think about that. You're going out with somebody for the first time.
I don't have to think about it. I lived it, Frankie.
You did? Gift card and all?
I did it subtly, though.
Where did you get said gift card from?
It may have been from the people in this room you're looking at.
Okay. Okay. Well, I still don't think it's appropriate. Not for a first date. I just think it's bad form. First date, you know what? You're investing in that date.
You might be right, because I don't think there's going to be a second date.
There you go. There you go. But I'll tell you what. I did get some good gift certificates and discounts at Swiss Chalet in the mail the other day.
Why don't you two go on a date?
See, that I don't mind.
Yeah, that's Michelle sauce. I'll get you every time.
Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah, you had me. A dipping sauce.
Okay, so Frankie is a no. Just in case you're keeping
score. I thought he was going to be on my score. Side.
So 3-2, no, you shouldn't use a gift card on a first date. And sorry, follow-up question. You used the gift card that Steph and I gave you on your date?
Yeah, aren't you happy I used the gift card?
It was for you.
I'm gonna go eat $100 for the pasta on my own.
For you to sit in a chair by yourself staring at a window.
Next time,
slurping your own spaghetti.
By myself. Thanks, I think.
CHFI on the weekends feels good.
Hey, it's Rick Campanelli and Brooksy with you here.
Having a great time with you every Sunday morning from 10.
Hey, it's Bree, and I have your feel-good Saturday night sorted with the best music from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today.
Feels good, Toronto.
Big one, right? You're supposed to remember that one.
That would be really
easy. Oh, my God. She's your neighbor.
CHFI sounds fun.
It's Heather Prosak. Join me as I kickstart your weekend.
Hey, I'm Sarah, and I'm here at noon every weekend with amazing prizes.
Hi, it's Billy Joe with the Now and Then Countdown, Saturday mornings from 10.
It's a feel-good weekend on 98.1 CHFI.
Did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $40 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Some of us are walking, others are biking. Together, we are accelerating the pace of MS research breakthroughs. This May, join Access Storage at an MS walk in your community. Access Storage, proud partner of MS Canada.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you.
App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
I'm not high maintenance. Just a little particular. I only drink Niagara Chardonnay, chilled at precisely 8 degrees. My lawn is kept at exactly 2.5 inches high. And I only buy home appliances recommended by my Tasco professional, because my kitchen deserves it.
Try the ProPick Savings event on now at Tasco Appliances. Enjoy free delivery or half-price installation on select models until June 1st. Some conditions apply. Only at Tasco, where picky shoppers shop.
Every search for a home is a journey. Without a trusted professional to guide you, it's easy to lose your way. Realtors are held to a strict code of ethics that protects you with fairness and accountability. This ensures honest and ethical representation. And a realtor's access to the MLS guarantees you accurate, timely, and transparent information, delivering you to that moment when you know you're finally home. Find out more at TREB.ca.
Step into the heart of rock and roll at the Distillery Historic District. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors, and more. Rolling Stone presents Amplified, the immersive rock experience, now showing at Illuminarium Toronto. Visit thedistillerydistrict.com for details and showtimes. There's always something happening at the Distillery District.
You built your business from the ground up. Now let Rogers Sports and Media take it to new heights. Book your next radio or podcast advertising campaign with Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple to use. We'll even give you a $250 ad credit to build your first campaign today. And your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogerssportsandmedia.com to claim your ad credit today.
A blacked out bus, $250,000 on the line. No clues, guess the destination. Destination X premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central on City TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
5:31, happy Friday, we made it. Eva is off. Let's check in with Maria Castain.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. No strike for Canada Post workers, even though a deal wasn't reached with their employer by midnight. Instead, they've issued an overtime ban, meaning they will not be working more than 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week. Their union says it's a move to help keep mail services flowing as the two sides hash out a deal. Toronto police, fire, and paramedics all on scene at an overnight fire investigation at a Scarborough restaurant near Kennedy and Lawrence. Toronto Fire say the call came in after 2:30. It's not clear exactly what happened, but witnesses in the area say they saw people allegedly smash the front door and pour gasoline inside. No injuries have been reported, but there is significant damage to the building. And Ontario is set to add 2,600 spots to teachers' colleges in a move to make up for the worsening shortage. Close to $60 million was set aside when the budget was tabled last week. Minister Nolan Quinn says Western, Queens, and Ontario Tech will get priority. In sports, the Jays start their series against the Rays. That game starts in Tampa just after 7 o'clock tonight. And CHFI weather, a special weather statement remains in effect for Toronto and much of the GTA for the rain. We could be seeing up to 20 more millimeters by the end of today. Our high is 11 degrees. Then tonight, more showers as we head to bed. We drop to a low of 8 degrees. Right now in Toronto, rain at 10 degrees. CHFI traffic, westbound 401, a new problem at Dufferin in the express. That right lane's taken out with a crash. And then westbound 407 from the 410 to Mavis, four right lanes are taken out with some construction. It's not really causing much of a delay. Desjardins Insurance, get insurance that's really big on care at desjardins.com/care today.
Hey, my name's Chris Steffler, and you're listening to two awesome radio hosts that I actually happen to look up to. I'm following in their footsteps as I head to radio broadcasting school at Conestoga College, so hopefully I won't steal Gurdjieff's job anytime soon. Pooja and Gurdjieff in the morning, they rock.
I guess we're entering blockbuster season, and maybe what could be the biggest blockbuster of the year is out today. Yeah, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. We caught up with Simon Pegg, who stars in the movie, and we asked him about whether Tom Cruise gets nervous before all those stunts he does. We'll see what he has to say after Starship.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart.
We can build this dream together, standing strong forever. It is 5:38 right now, 9 degrees. Yeah, still rainy, but that should break up by about 8 this morning.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Ooh. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Mission Impossible Final Reckoning is out in theaters today. A lot of excitement for this, it being the final one as well.
Is that confirmed? Because it's like, it's called the Final Reckoning. It's the eighth one, but I haven't seen it confirmed. Like, you would assume, unless it's like, Mission Impossible Encore.
Well, you know how it is in Hollywood. Like, they are out of ideas. So they're like, well, we'll just bring it back. It'll be one of those things.
Can I just say, like, eight is too many of anything?
No, and apparently not. And I will tell you this, that I remember I went to a screening to go watch the film because I was going to be doing an interview.
Which installment?
I think it was like six at the time. And I was in the theater, and it had been a while since I had seen a Mission Impossible movie. And so I was sitting there, and I was getting really into it. And at one point, I said to myself, I'm like, no, no. How are they going to get out of this situation? Like, how is Tom Cruise going to do this? It's impossible. And then I had that moment of, oh, that's why it's called Mission Impossible.
Your mind is a scary place.
I was like, oh.
I like how you didn't clue until the sixth one. You're like,
the title is very fitting.
You're like, this movie's so unlikely. They should call it Mission Unlikely or Mission Improbable. Oh.
Mission Impossible.
I see what they did
the
there.
The missions are that intense and usually quite impossible. I know Tom Cruise makes it look easy. And so Simon Pegg, who plays Benji in the Mission Impossible franchise, was asked about whether Tom Cruise actually gets nervous before performing some of his own stunts.
Because this is what he's known for. He's stunt guy. What did Simon Pegg have to say?
He's always super concentrated. And I think on these later films, you know, when he hung off the plane in Rogue Nation, certainly on the motorcycle jump, I wasn't around in South Africa when they were shooting the aerial stuff, but I know for sure he was, you know, he felt the burden of what he was about to do. The physical burden was intense. So yeah, I've seen him get nervous. He's not blasé about it. You know, he knows the risks. He knows what he's doing is dangerous. He's not reckless at all. And so he is suitably nervous before he does these things because there's real danger involved, you know.
Suitably Nervous is also the name of my upcoming memoir. Mission Impossible Final Reckoning out in theaters today. The final one? Question mark?
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint. But I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama. And no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in nirvana. But the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain it. The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, holy, holy. A track star, can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. They say we're too young and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too young and the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't. No, 'cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Hold me, feel so holy.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Maria Castain. A relatively smooth drive across your major routes. Westbound 401, a new problem here approaching Killeen Express. The right lane is taken out with a crash. Emergency crews are on scene. And then construction across your major routes. Westbound 407 from the 410 to Mavis. Four right lanes are taken out. And then in Brampton, heads up to drivers on Finch, south of Steeles. It's down to a single lane for pothole repairs. For 90 years, clients have trusted Thompson Rogers after devastating accidents. From the hospital room to the courtroom, Thompson Rogers provides real-life counsel. Visit trlaw.com.
CHFI plays your favorite songs.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 Music Jackpot.
Listen for CHFI Jackpot songs 6 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. Then it's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't believe it. I can't stop the music.
It's CHFI's
$50,000 Music Jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember, so we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore, and we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family, and while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that! What are you trying to do to me? Jeez!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Four lab-grown exclusive pieces. Four stunning prices. Don't miss these TSC Showstopper deals. Save up to 50% on the Avera Diamonds Trinity Ring, necklace, earrings, or band on May 26th at TSC.ca. Add the charm and elegance of these popular pieces to your collection and make your summer style sparkle. Save up to 50% on the Avera Diamonds Trinity Ring, necklace, earrings, or band. The best offers of the day on May 26th. Shop exciting offers every day at TSC.ca.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Don't let osteoarthritis slow you down. Try Genicol Anti-Inflammatory. This natural health product stands out with turmeric curcumin, bioperin, and aminolock collagen created with a patented technology. Turmeric is traditionally used in herbal medicine as an anti-inflammatory to help relieve joint pain. Genicol products are proudly made in Canada and available in all pharmacies and online. Get a rebate at Genicol.ca and feel the difference. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the labels.
Genicol makes me feel so good.
It was the music that defined a generation.
Voyage.
Celebrate the music of Journey. November 6th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino. Voyage. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. Celebrate the music of Journey with Voyage, live in concert.
Right now with Appliance Canada, incredible savings on luxurious Thermidor appliances are as simple as 1, 2, 3. For a limited time, purchase an eligible Thermidor cooking package or qualifying refrigeration unit and select your complimentary Emerald dishwasher. Plus, get an additional 10% off select Thermidor products now until June 1st. New orders only. See ApplianceCanada.com for details. Thermidor's 1-2-free promotion at Appliance Canada. For your home, for your life.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, ladies, it's one thing to prefer sneakers over heels, but what if you had to get a permit to wear heels? I'm going to tell you where that's a law. Sneakers over heels. But what if you had to get a permit to wear heels? I'm going to tell you where that's a law coming up.
Even in my heart, I see. You're not being true to me, deep within my soul. I feel nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I could turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could so bad, baby.
On a Friday morning, nothing wrong with that. Rainy, only getting up to 11 degrees, but the shower should taper off after 8 this morning.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So you, So you've probably heard of Carmel by the Sea in California.
Oh my gosh, I've actually stayed there when I did the Pacific Coast Highway drive with some friends several years ago.
I did the same thing. I did that same
beautiful
drive.
Beautiful little hamlet or township, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's very charming,
it's
right?
Very charming.
It's very beautiful. And I just found out that if you want to wear heels in Carmel, you have to get a permit from City Hall before
what?
You can wear heels.
Like heels, like high heels?
High heels, yeah. They have a rule. This was put in place in 1963, and it's very odd, but anyone who wants to wear high-heeled shoes with a heel that's taller than 2 inches and has a base that's narrower than 1 square inch has to get a permit from City Hall. Like, it's so specific.
What's the... I'm trying to remember, Carmel. Was it, like, cobblestone-y or, like...
It is. Yes. They have, like, the uneven streets. And
right.
So I think this is to protect them, you know,
from
in terms
themselves.
Of liability. Yes.
Yeah.
And but it's not hard to do. You just have to go to City Hall and get a permit. But it just seems so bizarre to me.
So you're telling me if someone's walking around with, like, 4-inch or 6-inch heels, they could get stopped by a policeman who's like, hey, hey, hey.
Yes.
You have a permit for those?
Yes.
And you got to show a permit for your high heels.
Yes. Which, you know, in this day and age, a lot of us are done with heels. We're all just into the flats and the sneakers. And I totally get it. But I don't like the choice being taken away from me to the point where I have to go get a permit.
But is this one of those laws like jaywalking or scalping tickets where it's a law, I'm doing air quotes, but like people do it and it's like no one actually is going to stop you for that because there's real crimes happening?
Yeah, probably. But it's also one of these like sort of archaic laws, I feel like, too, that were in place. Nobody's ever bothered to contest them. They're just there.
Right.
And it is what it is. Like, we have them here, too. There's
oh,
so
yeah.
many here that you're like, what? How is that law?
They're always so shocking, these antiquated laws.
Yeah, I looked them up because I was like, what are some of ours?
Okay, what do you got?
So in Kanata, it's a suburb in Ottawa.
Yeah, it's where the Sens play.
Yes, residents cannot paint their garage doors purple.
Specifically purple?
Purple, and it's like an aesthetic regulation. It's in the neighborhood.
What?
They just want the appearance to be uniform.
Okay, I can understand that, but why single out purple? Like, so you can paint it hot pink or lime green?
That's okay, but not purple.
Specifically purple.
Yeah, you will get fined if you do that.
This law came up in the Barney era when purple was everywhere. And they're like, all right, it's too much purple.
This is where we're going to draw the line. Mm-hmm. Also, did you know that you can't feed pigeons in public?
Where?
Like, here? Lots of Canadian cities.
I see people doing that all the time.
I'm like, did I see it in movies or have I seen it in real life? Do
you
people feed the pigeons?
I mean, well, the pigeons kind of feed themselves, right? Like, you'll see them a lot around, like, hot dog vendors if there's, like, bread that's fallen
yes.
on the ground or people will, if there's stray fries that have fallen off your little to-go thing.
Yeah.
The pigeon, and downtown pigeons are brazen. Like, they normally when you meet a bird, they run away. Not downtown pigeons.
No. You'll have a full-on standoff with
yeah.
them. But don't be doing it on purpose. Like, you can't be throwing your fries at them for them to eat it. And
okay.
I guess this is to control the pigeon population.
Thanks, Bob Barker. Yep. Okay.
This is like yeah. why it was put in place, but you're not allowed to do that. Also, and this is for you specifically, because I know you've thought about this. You cannot duel. You cannot duel. It's not allowed. Dueling is forbidden.
Oh, dueling. Like I challenge you to a duel, like slap someone in the face with a glove and then take out a sword?
Yes. The criminal code prohibits any individual from challenging another individual to a duel.
But how am I going to settle my disagreements?
How are we going to do anything? How are we going to get anything done?
I challenge you.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm
get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.
It is 6 o'clock, 9, feeling like 6, cloudy and rainy. Once again, getting up to 11. Here's Maria Castain.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. Mail will make its way across the country today. Canada Post workers deciding not to walk off the job hours ago, even though they weren't able to reach a deal with the Crown Corporation. They've instead issued an overtime ban, meaning they will have a hard stop at 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week. The two sides will continue to negotiate in the meantime. Toronto City Council has voted to impose a bubble zone bylaw restricting